Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Who is Rorschach? To find out, visit HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Hi, my name is Ken, and this isn't your typical podcast. It was recorded live, remains unedited, and is available to anyone who can endure a foul-mouthed Australian kid, Rammstein, and a detailed argument against most of the people I encounter from day-to-day life. If that's you, enjoy the next 2 hours. And eat shit.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, you dick knob. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Okay, you guys, this is just this one here, and
you know
I just want to say that you guys have ruined my life.
I'm going to tell you right now. This is from her father. You bunch of lying, no good punks, and I know who it's coming from. Because I back traced it. And you've been reported to cyber police. Because I back traced it. You'll be arrested. End of conversation.
I am sure. I am an emotional breakdown of one after another. I just can't be apart right now. I'm crying my eyes out. No,
DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk. It's not good.
And the homeowners didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Snap!
Yes. Welcome. That's right, welcome. Welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And a website that embraces good music. What type of music? You guessed it. Rammstein! Ah, I can't do it today. I just cannot do it. You know what? Although I would love to bust into a German accent and just completely sound like I hate the world and I'm incredibly good at building engines, I won't do it. Thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything I've ever done. Subscribe to everything I allow you to. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for... Hey, listen, thanks for stopping by. It's a great fucking day. The intro, by the way, was put together by someone I don't know. They're famous now. They don't need my fucking help. But it was remixed from something I'd like to talk about a little later. Something I need to talk about right now. Coffee. I'd love to address my go-to shop. Quick Check. You heard me, Shaniger. You son of a bitch. We had words about this. I'm of course addressing the VP of marketing, John Shaniger, of Quick Check Food Stores Inc. This is really gonna get the job done. Me and my tens of people who hear this, this is going to raise a shitstorm that will correct all that is wrong in the world of Quick Check food stores. But Quick Check, you have a slot for dome lids. You sell coffee. You're in the goddamn game, okay? You're a competitor. I gave up Starbucks. Who did I turn to? Quick Check. Hooked on the coffee, then you pull the fucking dome lids. A whole week with no fucking dome lids. Listen, I understand that there are people here. I understand that people enjoy the flat, flippy top, outdated shit. But then again, there's people who didn't want a remote control for their TV. There's people that didn't want to lose that tactile feel of just turning a knob to change the fucking channel. Fuck those old men and their tendency to keep their crusty blanket. I don't want it. I want to look for the new. And it's not even that fucking new anymore. The dome lid has been around. It's been proven. People love the fucking dome lid. And you fuck us, Quick Check. Every turn. Every fucking pothole. We buy your coffee. We get a cup. We have a lid on it. Take a sharp turn. You've got fucking brown spots on your fucking pants or scalded skin. I applaud you on fresh hot coffee, but I fucking scorn you for the fucking flat top flippy thing. I don't appreciate it. I do, however, appreciate everybody who's checking this out on hearustalk.com, especially Ustreamer55889, who is, I have to say, stealing a little bit of a game from our friends at Hate Us Talk. He's counting the number of times I've said fuck. And now I'm self-conscious. Now I feel like I'm some kind of a menace. Just because I enjoy a certain product a certain way. Well, I'm sorry to throw my loyalty towards you, Quick Check. Of course. There's a lot of people checking out the show lately. A lot of new people. And people from Chat Roulette. People from message boards, from tiny chat rooms. I've been branching out. I've been trying to find new people. Apparently, Ustreamer55889 is a person that I had sung a random song to. And the song, I basically prompt them for a topic. And the song that I sung was about how gay Chicago is. I think it was because I was wearing a Bears t-shirt. So he probably thought I was from Chicago. But he just wasn't aware that I really love cheap shirts. So the fact is, I guess he wanted to insult my hometown, but it wasn't my hometown. I really just, you know what, I like the shit out of a $5 shirt, okay? If I find it at Old Navy, I'll throw it on. I'll pretend to be a Bears fan. That shirt has gotten me into more conversations than I've ever wanted to be in about fucking Chicago football. So the Bears are looking pretty good. They might be getting that one kid, you know? That, what's his name? What's that one? I think he's from Nebraska. He's from Nebraska. They're going to be getting him. And I think maybe not this year. Look, I'm here to get a fucking bicycle pump. You shut your fucking mouth. I don't care about the goddamn Bears. I had a fucking Finsky I needed to unload on this goddamn shirt. But back to Quick Check. Don't fuck me over, Quick Check. I enjoy coffee. I do. Your coffee's fantastic. It's great. When people say, oh, where do you get your coffee? Where's the place to get coffee? Any part of the country, they'd probably say Starbucks. I've given up on them. Fuck them. I chose you. I chose you, Quick Check, and you fucking pissed on my fucking face. I hope you're keeping count, by the way. 55889. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, he's up to 15. I'm guaranteeing it's a lot more than 15. How do you go a week without having domes? Domed lids. For your coffee. People, you know, you try and find sympathy with other people, and then you run into people like my friend Bob, who is known as Little Bobby Sobers, who defends the lid. He's like, well, what if now you have a dome lid, and then the drips, they come up straight up? Well, listen, that's not my fucking problem, okay? That you don't know how to turn the dome, opening of the dome away from you, so any vertical drip-ups... Listen, there's a whole science to this shit. You don't just drink the coffee. You have to avoid staining your clothes and burning yourself. Okay? You have to figure out how that's done. The best way to be able to drink coffee on the road, on a train, on any moving fucking device. Device? No, the word is vehicle. You retarded fuck. Paint chips for all. The way to do it is get a dome lid. You can sip out of it. It's fantastic. And when you want to close it, you don't need to. It's already fucking perfect. That little tab thing, you're kidding yourself. You're kidding yourself if you think you can close it again. And then open it again. It's the flimsiest of fucking plastics. The flimsiest. And there are those of you, like our friend Alex from Brooklyn, who said, you know what? It just won't bother you. It won't tickle your nose. You just rip the tab off. Great, great idea. You've solved the nose-tickling nature of the flat-top lid with the little shit tab. However, the spillage, that's the issue. Because it's summertime. I like the coffee in the morning still, even though it's hot. I'm going to start getting iced coffee because I can drink it through a straw and not feel like an asshole. For some reason, if I get a cup of coffee, I can't put a straw in it. I really can't. I see people do it. It just seems very feminine because it's a hot beverage and you're basically saying your tongue is so sensitive that you need to sip through a very thin red straw. But iced coffee's fine. It really is. And I don't know. I can't give up coffee. I fall asleep at the wheel. I'm going to end up dead in a wreck because I didn't get enough shut-eye or I didn't get enough caffeine. So I need to have my shit right. Especially in the summertime when I'm rolling my windows down and blasting Sublime albums like it's 1996 again. And I'm wearing checkered fucking pants and just fantasizing about playing a horn with no keys. You know what? I'm not embarrassed by it yet. I'm not embarrassed about being into music from people who are dead that's been out for fucking years. But I am becoming that old man. I know. It's the music I grew up with. The music I started to figure stuff out. When I started to figure things out, I was listening to that. So that's the best music. I understand it. I'm not embarrassed by it yet. But I do realize that at a certain point, it'll be like when my dad decides to sing Hank Williams songs at the top of his lungs. You're cheating heart. Some fucking... Your music gets embarrassing. I don't think you ever feel embarrassed by it, but you will be embarrassing. And that's what I like to do. I like to drive around with the windows down, feel the wind, still have the air conditioning on, because fuck the environment. I really don't care about it. And I just want to hear my shit. And I want to sing to my shit. But I feel bad. I mean, it's great and easy to do because you can convince yourself that you're hitting the notes when the wind is whistling by your car. But the minute you get at a stoplight, you can't fucking sing next to another car with the windows. You got to put the windows back up. Be a fucking person. Just be a goddamn human and save yourself the embarrassment at a stoplight. Roll the fucking windows up. I've tried it. I have. I just feel awkward. I do. I attribute it to you, Quick Check. I swear to Christ. Let's not do this. Let's not fucking do this. So I'm a man from New Jersey. And as I've stressed to you, the summertime is upon us. And being from New Jersey, the thing to do, apparently, the be-all, end-all of summertime living is the Jersey Shore, apparently. You need to go to the shore. You have to go down the shore. You been to the shore yet? You going to the shore this weekend? I can't tell you how little interest I have in this fucking shore. I enjoy a beach, but for some reason, I've never been to the Jersey Shore more than 5 times. Under 5 times I've been there. And I tell people this, and people aren't really all that shocked, but they still think like I'm some kind of fucking retard. Because I don't want to go down and walk on a boardwalk or sit on fucking crowded sand with people who are wearing button-down shirts on the goddamn beach with fucking flip-flops and sunglasses. I just fucking hair gel to go to a goddamn, to go to the sand. Just fucking forget it. It's a goddamn wasteland. It's a festering fucking wound. The Jersey Shore. And that show isn't fucking satire. It's not exaggeration. It's 100% real. And that's why I don't want to do it. That's why I don't watch it. That's why I don't go there. And the thing about this whole fucking thing, the thing about it, is that people, even though they know you don't enjoy it, they'll prompt you to go. They'll say, oh, you know, you got it. You got to go to this part of it. You need to, what you got to do is get in with somebody, get a house. Rent a house. Go down there, get a house. I don't, why, now I need to rent a house with you so I cannot go to the fucking beach? Or so I can, you know, be available to go one day out of the seven and I'm paying half? It's fucking terrible. The beach to me is fucking hideous. People eating their fucking disgusting beach foods. Just fucking getting just drunk and hitting on underage girls. And I know it would be the most shocking thing in the world to say, well, dude, it's what you gotta do. But fuck it. It's terrible. I fucking hate the goddamn shore. I fucking hate it. There's nothing for me there. And don't get me wrong. I enjoy going to the beach, but I go for a solid week. 1 week out of the fucking year. I wear fucking camo shorts. I don't fucking change. I wear fucking flip-flops and a shirt that smells like fucking armpits, cheese, and sweat. So, I don't know. But I can't do it in New Jersey. I need to go away. I need to leave the state. I need to go to a beach. For some reason, to me, it seems like a better beach if I were to... if I were to leave the actual state and just explore, go to the Outer Banks, eat some crab legs, do beach-like things there, because at least the people around me won't be the same people that I'll see at a mall or in a fucking sunglass hut buying some dumb fucking shades or going across to the Apple store. Dude, I just want to check out the fucking iPad. iPhone 4. Apple's the best thing to ever happen to us. Dude, what you gotta get is the iPhone. What? Shut your fucking ass. These people with their blind loyalty to fucking brands just irritates me. And you know what, Clayton, who was in the HeroesTalk.com chat room? I do need to go south. I need to go where people aren't fucking bothered by this shit. I need to get my attitude corrected. I need to have my point of view just completely invalidated by someone who can't be bothered to turn on a fucking bug zapper to prevent malaria in their yard. Someone who will turn on the bug zapper like someone else turns on a fucking TiVo to watch True Blood. That's where I need to be. Don't care. Don't give a shit. None of that. At all. Just want to fucking relax. And you can't do that at the Jersey Shore. You just can't. And I have been there a few times, okay? And one of them involved renting Segways and wearing fucking nerd helmets with Amanda. Riding around some shore neighborhood looking highly robbable with this shit that I have a deposit on because I rented it. One of the... You can't look any more of a victim than wearing a helmet and being on a Segway. That is a surefire way to say that you are now in the subset of people that are just okay with being robbed, beaten down, stabbed, and everything else. It's just fucking terrible. If you want to call the show, by the way, the number is 316-768-4472. And I'm in a shitty mood, as per usual. You may have guessed that. The reason being, because this show exists for me to express everything that's fucking aggravating me. That's what it is. That's what this whole fucking thing is for. People download it. I don't know why. To be truthful, I have no idea why people listen to this. But I have people counting the number of times I say fuck. For me, I catch myself saying words over and over again, but never fuck. Like I said summertime probably 16 fucking times, but this guy didn't give a shit. He's just counting the word that concerns him the most. So that number again, 316-768-4472. And what really reminded me of the shore here is another thing I do seldomly. I get my hair cut. I go to the shittiest place. And by the way, in between haircuts, months roll by. I get a nice haircut. I'm happy with it. And then, I slowly evolve into some kind of a fucking a sleeper cell terrorist. And then I decide I really don't look employable. I start to worry about my job a little bit. I go to the mall or Supercuts or where if there was a fucking lemon tree nearby, I saw the commercials as kids, I would give them business. I enjoyed their entertaining commercials. I would give them my fucking $5 or whatever the hell it is. It's probably a lot more than that now due to inflation. But I go to the shittiest of places. And when you go to the shittiest of places, they have the shittiest of people. And this barber was no exception at all. He was a portly man. Looked Puerto Rican, but had an Italian name. His name was Aldo. But he looked like every other Puerto Rican I've ever met in my life. And he had the chin strap, fucking old person Cadillac pinstripe beard going down his face and that one perfect line. And he was very personable. He looked like he cared about what he was doing. But the thing about it, I don't like talking to the goddamn barber. You might have guessed from listening to me speak, if you've ever done that other than tonight, you might have guessed that I don't go for small talk, and that's all it can ever be. Or it can be terrible attempts at becoming one of the dudes. Just gonna be one of the dudes, even though I'm 67 and my fucking going out days are long behind me. The barber's wearing a button-down shirt open to his fucking navel. And he has a gold chain as thick as a goddamn fucking toe chain. Dude, going to Hoboken, bro? Hoboken tonight? What's good? What's good tonight, bro? Where are you going? Nowhere. I just need a haircut. In case you can't fucking tell by looking at me, I look like I was caught in a fucking... the return of a central air system. Just sit there. Just let me sit and not have to talk to you. I think if I talk, it'll be a fucking distraction. And it makes this shit last even longer. I'm not going to be your fucking friend. And even if I were going to Hoboken, bro, where you going to Hoboken? Where you going to go? I'm not going to fucking tell you if I was. Because you might show up. Then I'd have... I cut this dude's hair tonight. I cut this fucking guy's hair tonight. Where could it possibly go? That's the worst possible outcome, being forced to hang out with the barber. That's never happened to me, thank fucking goodness. But this Puerto Rican man with an Italian last name didn't fall for my usual trick. And what I usually do to avoid the conversation is I start to make myself look very sleepy. I let my eyelids get very, very heavy, and I sit very still. And occasionally I slowly slump my head down until they have to take the point of the comb and raise your forehead up a little bit. I just want to look very sleepy so they'll know that I'm unable to carry on some kind of a coherent conversation. But no, fucking Tubby with the fucking striped beard has to rub his fat fucking belly all over me. Going around the chair, leaning over and shit. And it's par for the course at these terrible places. I listen to the places to the stories of Shawnee Murphy, the places he goes. Stunning fucking women, attractive girls cutting your hair. Okay, I think he told me he got a shampoo once, and I asked him, what the fuck kind of place? They don't shampoo you at the Lemon Tree. And he explained that he went to a nice place. He went to a higher-end place, and he went above and beyond the normal haircut. He would get fucking shampooed and shit. Listen, I don't know. He gets the fucking works. And it's all because the broads there are a little bit hotter than average broads who don't cut your hair on the way to the fucking water cooler or whatever else. So he gets into all this shit, and he fucking probably does the small talk angle, goes along with whatever fucking comment about the weather this fucking vapid whore has. Looks like it might be rain. Oh, yeah.
I actually heard it might be rain.
Just terrible. So I'm faking asleep like a fucking possum that doesn't want to be eaten by a goddamn bear. And the guy asks me, what do you want me to do to this, so? Like, I just leave it messy. Just use a four on the sides and leave it messy on top, please. I don't know, bro. I'd go with like a 3, 3.5. It is hot out. Okay. Listen, I'd like a 4 and leave it messy. And then I go back into my fucking catatonic state. Yeah, you know, a messy look. Yeah, it's pretty popular. It works on you, though. It really does. I gotta say, it works pretty well on you. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy saying to me? Another man with a pinstripe beard has said, my look works for me. And the haircut has just begun. I can't just fucking flee out of there. I can't just hop out of the chair because I have a big fucking stripe down the side of my head. Because he had already started shaving. Thanks. What do I say? Well, I mean, it's a fucking gay situation to be complimented like that, in that manner, by another dude. Complimented by a guy. Here's how it could happen, and it's okay. Hey, that's one hell of a fucking tree fort you built for your kids. This is some good beer. Hey, that coffee you picked out is very good. That look really works for you. Never gonna happen and be acceptable. Never. But I guess this is the way, again, that they gouge you to try and get some other tips, to get a higher rate, get more money out of you. And so I go along with it. And the guy's doing a great job. You know, when you go to these places and it's like the row of chairs and you get a new person every time because you don't make appointments. You're like me. You don't give a shit who cuts your fucking hair. You keep track of the bad ones, like the Chinese guy who doesn't understand what the fuck a razor is, just uses scissors for everything, and starts parting your hair down the middle like alfalfa. But you it's a crapshoot. You could come out of there looking like a complete asshole. So when you look okay, that's when you tip. But now this guy has given me a compliment like that, and I feel a little bit awkward through the whole fucking thing. The haircut is done now, and it's time to finish up the sideburns and the usual shit. He goes, you want me to do your beard? And I remember, I've seen the price list. The beard is like 10 more bucks. I can do it my fucking self. Listen, I ain't gonna charge you. I work off of tips, you know? I ain't gonna charge you. I'm like, well, fucking, you're not gonna charge me. Go ahead, do the goddamn beard. Like, you want like a thinner strap? The guy's trying to make me have a fucking beard like him so we can be in the fucking Linguini beard club. This fucking asshole. Hey, you want to, you know, make it like real thin? I'm like, no, just again, messy. Yeah, I get it. Rugged. Rugged. Now he's calling me fucking rugged. The most uncomfortable hair thing in the world. You know what? I just don't want you to talk to me. I just don't want to hear the shit that you have to say. And part of it also, what do you got going on this weekend? Fuck, did I open my planner for you? Did I show you did my calendar fall out of my fucking pocket and you saw something exciting? Because there's nothing. Nothing. Just staying home. Nothing. Oh. Should go down to the shore. Go down to the shore. Yeah, but what you got to do is go to the state park, the Island State Park. Down there, you go to the end. You get past the fence, open the fucking he's giving me every instruction on how to get to this place I have no intention of ever fucking going to because, one, fuck the shore, and two, this guy is there all the time. Why would I want to fucking go there and, what, hang out and be like, oh, look who's here? The fucking guy I never want to see in my life again. Ever, ever, ever. Jesus. So, yeah. I mean, I pretended like I was in... They hold a lot of power. They could fucking slip at these razors or these scissors right at the end and just fuck it up for you. Yeah, oh, yeah, where is it? Oh, down past the, okay, at the end, and the gate, and oh, that sounds, yeah, cool, sure, yeah. Just play it along. Yeah, I'm never going to go there. He doesn't fucking know that. Oh, yeah, thank you for the suggestion. Yeah, and you know what you could do for those razor bumps is take a really hot towel. The guy's giving me fucking hygiene tips because I have, like, some bumps on my neck beard. I don't know. It seems a little bit inappropriate. A little fucking inappropriate. Just cut your fucking hair. I don't give a shit that you're on your feet all day, running your fingers through fucking mop after mop. Just fucking cut your hair, collect your tip, hit that little rag off the goddamn seat, get the fucking hair on the ground, sweep it up, do your shit, and then move on. When I'm done, I'm noticing more and more the little hairs, the little extras and shit all over the place. And Amanda sees me. She's oh, like, your hair. Did the guy clean you off? I mean, there's just hair everywhere. And I looked in the mirror. I have fucking hairs affixed to my face because he used some kind of pomade or whatever the fuck. And the little hairs affixed to it, now they're all stuck to my fucking face. And I remembered he didn't take the little brush thing and clean my fucking face. And I tipped that fucking bastard too. I didn't tip him any better than anybody else that I tipped there, but he deserved nothing talking to me, recommending fun times at the beach, giving me helpful tips for razor bumps. Fuck that guy. I can't be bothered with helpful people. I just can't. And it goes back to Quick Check. It goes right back to it. Fucking people. There's a guy in Quick Check. Everybody at my location, everybody knows. He's a Spanish man. And he's got to be gay. Has to be. And he doesn't speak English well. And he's talking my fucking ear off while I'm trying to make sense enough to come down off of this fucking rage that I feel because of the domed lid not being there. He's, buddy, how are you doing today? You gonna work hard today? Well, I put something together that commemorated today's conversation with that person, and I'm gonna play that on the break, which I'm taking right now because I demand a beverage and I have to squirt out some piss. This is the DJ New Style Show on heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
The DJ New Style Show has a brand new Facebook fan page. Thank you for deleting the old one, Frank, you incompetent asshole. The new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Congratulations, Frank, on being so technically inept that you made us add the word the. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
The DJ New Style Show.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good, but there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Heroes Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to heroestalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Heroes Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out heroestalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
And now, a real conversation with latently homosexual convenience store worker who speaks broken English.
July 20th, 2010.
Hey, buddy, you working today hard today?
Oh, hey. Yeah, no, every day.
Drink a coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get that. Gotta get the coffee.
There's like so many coffee, you know?
Yeah,
hard to choose.
Yeah.
So you gonna work hard all day today?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess. All day, yeah.
Yeah, but that sucked, though.
Yeah, it does suck. Okay, well, listen, I gotta go pay for this, so, I'll catch you later.
Yeah, but I'm cashier, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 147 and shit.
All right, $2 here.
50-30 cents is the change.
Thanks.
You gonna come back here?
What?
After you work out, tomorrow you come back and get the coffee.
Yeah, usually come here every morning.
Okay, I see you tomorrow.
Right.
Have a nice day.
You too?
Excuse me?
Have a nice day.
What?
Have a nice days?
Have a nice day.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Have a nice days.
You too, and don't work too hard.
This concludes Real Conversations with Latently Homosexual Convenience Store Worker Who Speaks Broken English.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to the DJ New Style Show. Yeah, you know I mean?
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Download everything we've ever done at djnewstyleshow.com. But before you do, be sure to check out ICU2. That's ICU2.com. It's the best way to chat face-to-face from any place. We're talking about video conferencing, correct? Well, go with the people that did it first. ICU2.com lets you connect with thousands of people instantly. And unlike some of these other fucking sites and late-to-the-game motherfucking services, ICU2 doesn't cripple your user experience. Watch as many videos as you want. Send as many messages as you feel is necessary. ICU2 doesn't give a shit. Go to ICU2, that's ICU2.com. It's free to try. Download it on your Windows PC. There's a Mac version coming soon, so relax, Mac faggots. And in seconds, you'll be running with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. That's ICU2. ICU2.com. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. This music gives me somewhat of a rod. Just a little bit. Oh, shit. Okay, anyway, it's nice to be here. Nice to be here talking to all of you, speaking with all of you. I need to just say a couple things here. I have to give a shout to my friend Mario Slaughter. You might not know him, but he is a man who cares about his daughter. He's a noble man who does not want some interlopers interfering with his day-to-day family life, fucking with his daughter, her life, and messing with his computer. The thing about it, folks, there's not a lot of people out there like him, ready to go into the blazes of war and battle, walk through the gates of hell for his daughter. I'm talking about the father of Jesse Slaughter. Now, Jesse Slaughter is a girl who goes on YouTube and pretends to be a hard ass, but the problem with her is she's 11. And she's very, very slutty and whorish, but it's because she has no attention and no upbringing. She's terrible. So this whole fucking thing went down, and I'm going to try to play a couple segments of it. It's tough to find the video nowadays because I believe a lot of it, they've been taken down. But we opened the show with a remix of it, and essentially, this girl starts the video crying her fucking eyes out, and still manages to use her made-up name. This is Jesse Slaughter, and you ruined my life! And her fucking father decides he's had enough, and he just fucking yells. I need to find this, because it's taken over my entire life. It's just fucking ruined me. There's so many remixes and stuff. I'm probably going to click one of the remixes instead of the actual video. But you need to hear this.
Okay, you guys, this is Jesse Slaughter. And you I know just what? Wanted to say that you guys have ruined my life.
First, I'm going to tell you right now. This is from her father.
You bunch of lying, no good punks. And I know who it's coming from because I backtraced it. And I know who's emailing and who's doing it. And you've been reported to the cyber police and the state police.
You're right.
So you better write one more thing or screw with my computer again. You'll be arrested.
You're
end
right
of conversation from her father.
You're right, it's fucking going to come and beat her ass.
And if you come near my daughter, guess what? Consequences will never be the same.
Never.
You lying bunch of pricks.
So let's backtrack. Let's actually backtrace through this video a little bit. My favorite thing. I can't say the phrase "you know what" now without fucking howling, because you might not have noticed this, but in the beginning.
Okay, you guys. This is Jesse Sutter. And
you know what?
It's all I hear now. Anytime anybody says something he said in this dumb video, I picture his fucking soup strainer mustache, his fucking khaki shorts. The fact that when he decided to become a part of this video, this ill-conceived, poor idea of a video, rather than adjust the camera and have your face in the frame like this, just camera up, camera down. Face in frame. Fantastic. He decides to kneel in this hovel of a bedroom and getting like a the stance of a catcher when he's throwing a third, or just showing the number of outs with his fingers. Two outs! Two away, boys! One knee down, one knee up, and pointing, screaming his fucking head off about nonsense. I guess he thought that he was going to employ the old man tactics from, like, pre-internet days, where, like, any old person or adult could just say any bullshit that they're going to do. Like, you prank call me again! I got the police on the other line! Oh, shit, we better hang up. We better hang up. He's got the police on the other line. There's no other line in 1992. There's no other line. So he thought that this would be a good thing to do, because it's probably just a bunch of punk kids and definitely not 30-year-olds on 4chan just fucking enjoying the shit out of this, reveling in every fucking second of this goddamn breakdown. And he decides to say things like backtrace. He knows, I know where all the emails is coming from because I backtraced it. And that's one thing that I love. I think it's so sweet of old people to liken every textual communication as an email. Like a tweet, a comment on a YouTube video, a blog post. All them emails you read all day, they're not gonna rot your brain. Someone tweeted me and they said some bad thing. Well, let me backtrace it. Tell those kids what's what. This fucking asshole. And and you know what? Backtrace isn't even the biggest offense. The fact that he said he threatened the internet, said he reported them to the cyber police and the state police. In case the cyber police can't get the job done, surely the Florida state police will be able to step in and close the deal and make sure all is well in the world. This fucking asshole had no idea how permanent the internet is. He had no fucking clue that for the rest of his days, for the rest of his fucking days, this video would exist. And anybody who's seen it may go years in the future without seeing it again, but they'll go back and they'll look for it. Much like myself looking back and watching the Bub Rub videotape, or whatever the fuck it was. The one that wasn't even, it predates YouTube. I downloaded it off of Style Project or some shit. Whistles Got Woo. That guy couldn't escape it. And that was somewhat amusing. And he could have that video out there and still be employed. Whereas this fucking raging asshole and his slut daughter, who, by the way, couldn't keep her fucking tits off cam. The whole reason this fucking your world tumbled around you is because you're trying to be promiscuous. You're trying to to post pictures of yourself in suggestive poses. And in your Please Leave Me Alone video, you have your fucking little girl bras fucking showing out? It's disgusting. It's terrible. And even worse, you're doing that and your fucking maniac father has nothing to say about you doing that. Nothing to say about you still being on the computer. And has no idea that this is the worst possible move he can make. And it's one that'll never, ever escape him. Because I backtraced it! Ugh. The number of fucking remixes.
And I know who's emailing and who's doing it. And you've been reported to the cyber police and the state police.
You're right.
So you better write one more thing or screw with my computer again. You'll be arrested. End of conversation.
Write one more thing or screw with my computer. This man is angry because he couldn't get on his fucking dumb classic car forum. Or some shit, because he has that fake antivirus that came up and asked him for a credit card number and fucked up his whole goddamn hard drive. And then then the mother decides to throw 2 cents in. Like just when the dad is done steaming, like he said his piece and he skated off, like he got off his knee. This old man kneeled down. He knelt and he's on his old man knee. This is a difficult thing for him to maintain. He finally creaks up and decides to walk off, and she chimes in and says something about her being threatened or people threatening to beat her up, and he has to get back down in the fucking position again and lose his mind.
From her father!
You're right, it's fucking gonna come and beat her ass!
You're gonna come and beat her ass! He's up on his feet at this point. The minute he hears, come and beat her ass!
And if you come near my daughter, guess
back
what?
On the ground.
Consequences will never be the same.
Yeah. But you know what? People make fun of that consequences will never be the same line. But that's the smartest thing that he did. Because he's basically saying, if you come near my daughter, I will fuck you up. And he wanted to express that the consequences would either be fucking you up or ending your life. And he caught himself and decided to say, will never be the same! Maybe I'm giving him too much credit with that one, but I like to think that he had a moment of clarity and said, hey, I'm actually threatening the lives of people that I believe to be children. I need to just kind of fucking pull back and let them know that I'm fucking serious business. Kneeling on the ground with a tucked-in blue t-shirt. Just a mess. And the whole problem with it is that now I can't escape this fucking, this idea. I hear the word, backtraced it! And this is this guy's best possible solution to all the problems. He saw a problem, he formulated some kind of attack plan, because he was obviously in the room with his daughter who was either recording this video or streaming it on some service somewhere. He knew what was going on. I'm guessing he was okay with it. So his move, rather than say, get the fuck off the computer and stop posting shit like this, delete all your shit, blah, 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 right away. I gave you the trust of being able to use the computer and be online and have a blog and all that shit. You fucked it up, and now you don't have it anymore. But instead of doing that, he hops right in with her. It is so fucking gloriously incorrect that whenever I even think of this terrible man with that fucking Billy Mays mustache, I can't help but smirk and become elated to the point where I have to tense my fucking torso to keep the laughter inside. There's been some tragedy, I guess, recently. My parents were trying to express to me that their cat hasn't come back, and they were very sad about this. They like their cat, okay? And it's been a few days, so now my dad's anticipating that the cat wandered off into the bushes to die a noble fucking cat death. I don't know why they do it, but that's what they do. They crawl off and they fucking die. So now he's expressing to me his desire to, I really would like to find her and give her a proper burial. And at that point, I saw his black socks, and it reminded me of this fucking maniac, and I started laughing at my dad in a somber mood, expressing anger like a fucking man would. I want to give this animal a proper burial. I fucking started laughing, and he took such offense to it that I just had to leave. I couldn't even say anything. I had to leave and laugh and watch the video 16 more times and watch the remix even more than that. So on Sunday, I had to go to a wake. You could imagine that this wasn't easy, to not look like the like somebody just smirking and laughing and having a blast when there's a relative in a casket. But it was tough. It was tough. I'm telling you, I would be assaulted by the mental image of this man doing the best he knew how to protect his family and just fucking failing. Failing so goddamn hard. Oh, it was fucking glory. It was pure goddamn glory. But it also reminded me of my parental fears. I do hope to be a parent one day. I do. And I like to think that I'd be a pretty good one. But I think everybody who even has children that they're raising or is planning on having children would have these fears of these things that they would never want to happen. Like, they wouldn't want their kid to grow up to be some kind of an asshole. They wouldn't want a slutty daughter. You know what? It may make me an asshole, but I have to believe that a father would hope, or not hope, doesn't want his son to be gay. If it happens, it's one thing, but you never, I don't think you ever hope for a gay son. So you have certain fears, like, goddamn, what if my son... What if my son was gay? You know, that'd be fucking, that'd be rough. You know, I mean, I guess I wouldn't have, he'd hang out with the wife, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, it's like going to a restaurant and you order a pizza. You don't hope for fucking burned pizza unless that's how you ordered it. But you get it. You get the burned pizza. You make the best of it. You eat what you can. You do what you can with it. And then maybe in the next one, it won't be burnt. Maybe the next one will have the correct toppings, will be to your liking. But when you get it, oh, it's got green peppers. Oh, I better, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just eat it. Come back next time. Maybe I won't get green peppers. But seeing this video, and just this fucking horror, this internet fucking pariah, her life is fucking ruined for right now. Like, she can't go on the internet. Like, she shouldn't even be on there to begin with, right? But if there's any way that this carries over to her in her adult life in some kind of a "Where Are They Now?" blog post from fucking TMZ or Gawker, this will fuck her up for a long time to come. For a long time to come. It's just fucking astounding, like, how easily you could fuck your whole life up. And the, you know, people want, you know, your online identity to be your real name. Like, Blizzard has the real name system. They want you to post, you know, tech specs and fucking questions about a sound card driver using your real name. People think that, oh, you shouldn't have a username. You should just use your name. Transparency. Yeah, okay, sure, I'll use my real name. And then I can't fuck around ever. And not only that, I can't get by anybody. I have to be 100% honest. I can't stay up till 4, play StarCraft, have it crash on me, and go on the forums and ask why it crashed. Because now when they Google my name, they'll see, oh, he's up at 4 o'clock on these gaming sites. Woo! How is he going to perform at his job? It's a bunch of shit. And not only that, there are people here that wait for somebody to fail so fucking hard that they jump on any little piece of information they can get. And the thing about it is, it's already out there, but why serve it to these fucking people? Why do that? You know, Facebook, you know, you have to have your real name. I understand that. But people treat it like their AOL Instant Messenger list. Just, hey, you know, add me on Facebook. I don't know you, but you just fucking add me on Facebook. That's okay. You can know who my entire fucking family is. You could see all of their pictures. See my fucking photos. Why, yes, that is me wearing a fucking pirate costume. Or fucking simulating oral sex on a fucking frog statue. That's me. That's me. But that's just... Nobody has any ability to filter their shit anymore. And it's because we're moving more and more to that transparent shit. And Steve the LARPer on in the Pal Talk room is saying... And by the way, Steve the LARPer isn't his last name. And he has an argument with me about this. He says it's retarded. You don't need to post on the forums. But what if I have to post on the forums? What if there's some reason that I can't figure out, that I can't get a game that I purchased to run, where I want to go and post something to figure out why it's not working? I don't have the option of being able to do it. Because my name is there. And I don't want my name associated with it. So I have to either wait until it's between 5 and 10 or some other respectable time to make this post. Or I just don't do it. Yeah. Well, the problem with talking to Steve the LARPer is that he gets very wordy and insists on a radio show to just type a conversation with me. And I can't address every single point. But I would if you'd call in. The number is 316-768-4472. And I'm not necessarily talking to Steve, although I wouldn't mind if he called in. That'd be fine. I'll have this little debate with you, Steve. This pointless, meaningless debate. But he says he's calling in. We'll see. We'll fucking see. The fear of it is that this could be your daughter. And this would be your only card to play because you fucked up so fucking bad. This is the last move on the table. You weren't there for her. You didn't pay attention. She went and got attention elsewhere. And now her life is in ruins. People are calling your house. Shit is coming in the mail. People are driving by your fucking home. And what can you do? Try and intimidate the fucking anonymous internet. That is the ultimate fear, having that be your only move. And I think that's where Mario Slaughter, by the way, who was given the name Mario Slaughter because no one knew his fucking name at the time and he had a mustache and his daughter's name was Jesse Slaughter. Fucking vindictive pricks. Absolutely fucking terrible. So I mentioned I went to a funeral. I did. My first cousin once removed. Whatever. One of my relatives, slightly distant, passed away, heart attack. Pretty tragic, you know. But I think I'm pretty jaded to the funeral experience now, whereas I used to have a tremendous fear of going there and having to be around the body and smell the flowers and see the sad people. And do the handshake, and possibly not have something to say. Well, that is a delicious beverage. Miller Lite in a goddamn aluminum bottle. And you shake the... I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your loss. Really sorry. This is terrible. I don't know what to say. And... I've been to how many? I don't even know at this point. I've been to a lot. I have a big family. A lot of them die. And the trend, the big trend was the pictures. And now I'm noticing that it went from the pictures to maybe some personal effects. A bottle of wine they liked maybe on the table. And now I'm noticing that they're turning the whole fucking funeral home into this person's living room. There were bookshelves with just books that this person liked. They had a couple of albums just, you know, sitting on a table, kind of catty-corner to the edge. And there was a hanger with a Jets jersey because, you know, she was a Jets fan. And I'm wondering, like, what's going to happen next? Are you going to take their living room set in there, just set up their living room? At what point are we going to go back to the old days when it's just done in the house? You send them to the morgue. They dress them up. They put them in their best clothes that nobody else wanted, that everybody's cool with putting in the dirt or burning. And then they take them and they file them away. Shawnee Murphy in the HeroesTalk.com chat room says they should just do it in the house. Well, yeah, they used to. They used to have somebody bring this shit in, get a goddamn stand, pop them in the house. And I was creeped out by that when I heard that. I was a kid. I'm thinking, oh my God, there were... You mean in my grandmother's house they had dead people in here? And it was really fucking frightening. But now that I'm thinking about it, they're starting to do it in somebody else's fucking sterile, terribly decorated room with uncomfortable seats. At least you know where the shitter is. You know you can go escape and watch TV. You've been there before. You have a general feel. There's not like a special room. Yeah. Yeah, maybe, you know what, maybe Shawnee Murphy's right. Maybe I should have been a Jew. They don't show the body, they don't fuck around. Somebody dies that day. Gotta go that day! You're fucked if you die at night. You're fucked if you die at night. Because you know what, they just fucking burn you right on the site. Because your sun has already gone down. There's no quicker way just to instantly incinerate you. I don't know. I don't fucking... If you want to call the show, please feel free. 316-768-4472. Looks like Steve the LARPer isn't going to call in because he's too busy playing fucking Magic the Gathering with himself. Like Bobby Fischer in the park. Just fucking 17 living room tables lined up. Cards askew. Mana tapped. Fucking green deck just in all its glory. Whatever the fuck he's there. I don't know. Listen, I can't fucking be bothered with this shit. Shawnee Murphy says it's illegal to die on the Sabbath. You don't have to pay for that crime. In hell. In hell. Man. And you know what the worst thing about the funeral is that this ends up being the only way you see people. Like, I don't see any of this family unless one of them dies. So now I'm lined up with people. Some of them I know because I go to the funerals. Some of them, I don't know. And I'm not sure if I should know them. And it gets a little awkward. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Stephen LARPer.
Stephen LARPer, how are you?
Faithful caller and listener. Good, good, good. You're talking about funerals? I kind of missed, like, I was going to call in and talk about, I don't know, whatever the hell you were talking about before. But.
Yeah, that was last week that we were talking about that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But the funeral.
How long does it take you to push 10 buttons? That's what I want to know. To dial.
Half a second.
It's a long half a second. So what's going on, Steve?
Nothing. I wanted to talk about the whole funeral thing. Yo, I'm going to get burned. Yo, burn my ass. I don't want anybody coming. Like, I have gone beyond going to funerals and wakes and fucking death processions and all this bullshit. Yo, it's ridiculous. Like, Viking funerals are cool.
They are.
Like, I think we've totally lost, like, track of what a cool funeral is.
I mean, I guess now everybody has to feel comfortable with the fact that this person's gone. And it's never...
That's, yeah.
It's not a tribute anymore.
Shit.
It's not a tribute.
It's very, like, sissy, and everybody has to go and look, and they have the viewing. It's called a viewing. It's not even called a wake anymore. It's called a fucking viewing.
Well, yeah,
and
it is.
And they try to tone it down. Everything gets toned down. Nobody dies. Everybody passes away. It's, like, I gave up on it. Like, my grandmother and grandfather are both atheists, which is weird because they're, you know, they would have been, like, 90 now. And that's, like, that's one side, my mom's side. They... totally atheist. My grandfather got burned. My grandmother said, nobody come to my funeral. So I didn't go. And you know what? Everybody went. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, you're going to pay respect, but you don't really know what that person wanted. You know, sometimes
go. Do you ever have a relative where people ignored their wishes completely? Did you ever have that happen?
That was
I want to be cremated. Well, you ever have that happen? And then all of a sudden you're looking at, hey, wait, I thought that they said they wanted to be... Nope, they wanted to be buried. Do you understand?
Well,
They wanted to be buried, and they wanted to wake.
That hasn't happened to me. That's a little extreme. I could see somebody like that wanted to get cremated getting buried, because like you know people care too much and they think that you know somehow they're gonna come back because their body is buried instead of cremated and everything's gone. but like the whole thing with my grandmother is what I was just saying. Like she wanted nobody to come to her funeral.
Yeah,
she didn't say she wanted to be burned. She just said you know just bury me and that's it. She's like, why are you gonna keep you know, harping on the subject. And when she said, I was like little, I was like 8, 9 years old. I understood.
It's so tough like, being that little too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but I understood what she was talking about. When I was 15, I lost my dad, but I mean, that's 15 years ago. That's half my life.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care. And you know, people just seem so hung up on all of this shit. Like just, Get on with it. Like George Steinbrenner died. Okay, the guy was 80 and he fucking brought the Yankees like how many World Series? Like it's not sad. The guy had a great life.
Yeah.
The guy went to go watch baseball all the time.
Oh,
you know?
If only like, he could have been alive a few more years to do nothing that I'd care about. Like that's
maybe
the
he could
thing.
See one more World Championship. One more World Championship with the guys that
what
have won.
What do you give
a
fuck if he I mean, unless you knew him personally, the people that it was so sad to hear about. How is it fucking sad?
All I know is that guy made Don Mattingly shave his fucking stash and chops, and that pissed me off. But you know what? He brought the Yankees World Championship.
The guy had a life that kids fantasize about having.
Yeah. Bob Shepard, the guy was freaking 99 years old or whatever the hell he was, 91. And the guy, for 60 years, all he did was just announce people's names on a fucking mic. And everyone's like, oh, it's so sad he died. The guy had the easiest life ever and made tons of money doing so.
I mean, if we can have Bugs Bunny today and Mel Blanc is dead, why can't we have fake Bob Shepard? Can't they just get an impressionist to keep the fucking myth going?
You got to go with Ted Turner on that. Ted Turner knows all about keeping like traditions alive through new means. You know, Ted Turner's colorized classics is 100% the best shit ever.
Well, Steve, I really, really appreciate it. I gotta say, your view on death is very, very apathetic. You just don't give a shit that somebody's gone. Do you ever miss somebody that's gone?
Absolutely. I mean, my dad's been gone 15 years. I think I would be a completely different person if I had my dad longer than, you know, than I did or the same amount than anybody else does, but... Yeah, that's fucking life. I can't say, all right, NorCal Murph says I sound gay. Do you think I sound gay?
I know you look gay.
Well, you look gay too, so, I mean, that's just the way it works. But
maybe in your twisted fantasy world of you and me being together, that's something I don't want to be a part of, Steve.
Wow, you just made up something that shouldn't exist.
Steve, you're a LARPer. Your whole fucking livelihood is making up shit that doesn't exist. Do you understand?
No, 2 years. I haven't LARPed in 2 years. I really have to
change. And yet you carry the title LARPer.
I signed up for 5 years of fucking Pal Talk, so I'm screwed. Jeez. I'm going to be a LARPer for 5 years regardless if I play.
Wait, you actually bought 5 years of Pal Talk?
I have no idea.
Knowing that ICU 2 is out there?
Well, I've heard about ICU2 and how they don't cripple the user experience.
They definitely don't.
At all.
No. Why would they?
You know, most of the time when I sign up to chat, you know, different kinds of chat programs or whatever, they always say, you know, we're going to cripple your user experience. But I guess ICU...
You're rambling, Steve. Thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. There's a lot of static coming in on his line, too. I have to see what's going on with the fucking phones. I don't know. Listen, I do this show once a week. Should I be bothered to actually make sure it goes off without a hitch? Should I be? I don't think I should, goddammit. I'm on Skype. People call. People call the fucking phone line. That's where it ends. Fuck the fucking phones. You still counting, buddy? You still counting out there on HeroesTalk.com? I want the tally. I demand a tally. I bet you I broke triple digits. Triple fucking digits. God damn it. I don't know. Maybe I could be like Steve and just say, that's they're gone now. I would love them to be here, but they're not here. And this is, they don't need some kind of a big send-off. They don't need that. Just burn them in a river and send them downstream and do that. And that'll be great. I don't know. Now people are making up song parodies about Steve the LARPer being a part-time LARPer, sung to the tune of Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder. That's when I know that Steve is getting way too much fucking attention. He does not deserve this. He doesn't. Jesus. I don't know. I know that I was introduced to people I have no idea who they are. And they're like, oh, so how's school? School. I'm fucking 30 years old. In less than a week, I'll be 30 years old. That's amazing. Shit. Listen, I need to take a break. Let that set in. It's the number to call, 316-768-4472. We're taking a quick break here. It's the DJ New Style Show. We'll be right back, you sons of bitches. We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're gonna be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images. Play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HeroesTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show.
Lots of people call my phone. Who is this again?
Julian. You gave me your number at Cartoons, the audio shop. Car place.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you wanted to do what?
Well, I was trying to get a fold out. I got that double decker Alpine. I was wanting to see if you wanted to do a deal on it or see what you wanted to do with the one you got. I need a fold out.
Well, what do you want for the Alpine?
Dude, I'd have to have 400 for it.
Fuck. I got 50.
50 what?
Dollars.
$50?
Yeah.
For the screen?
Yeah.
Dude, I got about 5,000 in my pocket. I wouldn't even take anything here, $50 for it, but
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm trying to make a deal. I mean, that's just the starting offer, you know?
You want to give me your screen at $50?
You want $350?
I said, you want to give your screen and $50 for my Alpine? All right, look, never mind. I'm going to let you go, bro.
No, hold on, dude. You want my screen, seriously?
All right, well, I'm not going to... you gave me your number to do business, bro. I'm trying to...
Well, I'll do business. You want to do business or what?
Yeah, you want to meet me up?
Don't fucking get snippy with me, dude.
Sorry, sir, but you want to meet up and do this or what, man?
Because I don't fucking play like this.
Okay, well, we can meet up and I can just handle that.
Oh, is that what it is? You want to fucking do this, buddy?
I do.
Well, then let's fucking do this. You want my fucking screen? I'll give you the fucking screen. How about that?
Harry and Water on the corner.
Good,
the club.
Good. I'll put it right over your fucking face.
Come on.
Talk to me like that, you fucking faggot.
Harry and Water, okay?
Yeah, I'm right there.
All right, when are you going to be there? Let's be for real about this, because I really want to do this.
You want to fuck me up, buddy? Because I'll fuck you up.
Harry and Water, dude. Can you agree to meet there? I'll meet you there or what?
When are you going to get there?
Dude, I'm here right now. I'm out in the parking lot.
You're there right now?
I'm outside in the parking lot, dude. I'm not about no funny shit, dude. I'm about mine.
Let me tell you something right now. If I get down there and you're not fucking there, we're going to have fucking problems.
Dude, you don't even know where I live and you'll never hear from me again if I'm not there. I want to meet you right now because you're getting smart with the wrong person and I want to show you that. But we can be very quiet about this also. so...
You gonna try to suck my dick? Is that what it is?
Okay, you're not about nothing, bro.
Yeah, you ain't got shit, buddy. You ain't got shit.
You're not gonna come meet me because you already know. You seen me, dog. I would eat you alive, homie. You know who you're talking to? You're talking to Big D, homeboy.
I don't give a fuck about... listen, I don't give a shit who or what you are, okay?
Hold on, man. The line's hot. I'm gonna flip over real quick because you ain't really talking about that. I'm on money, homie.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. I appreciate it. Episode 264. The line is hot. Let me flip it on over because you ain't about shit. And I'm on that money, homie. Yes. Thank you. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything I've ever done. Albums.DJNewStyleShow.com. Purchase or just fucking listen to Unsanitary Napkin, my first EP. 4 tracks of pure improv'd shit. It's $2, you fucking whore. I'm not really selling it politely. And also, I need to tell you about Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, 9 to 11, Thursday nights right here on hearustalk.com. Oh my god, I'm gonna burp. Oh god, I can't help it. I'm trying not to be so sexy. Monday nights, Hate Us Talk. That's hateustalk.tumblr.com. And tomorrow night, every Wednesday night. Not everyone. Let's just say some Wednesday nights, The Awful Hour. TheAwfulHour.com. They're releasing a new episode this Wednesday. Tomorrow night. So tune in. HeroesTalk.com. We've got a lot to offer. A lot. And we're doing our fucking best. Listen, you don't like it? How about you suck my fucking nuts? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about right now. I really don't know. But you know, one thing I do know is Rorschach is an extraordinary man who makes extraordinary videos. To find out more about him, heroestalk.com/who is he. God damn. Shit. Fucking old people. You know, I knew that fucking Jesse Slaughter video made the big time when I tried to explain why I couldn't stop laughing to my parents, and I started describing the video, and they knew what I was talking about. My pretty much 70-year-old dad has seen this he's been following the fucking, the whole debacle. And he finds it amusing. That's how I know this thing is gigantic. When people who refer to everything, every text, even on your phone or computer, as a fucking email. Oh, I just got an email. Oh, you got email on your phone? You know, you write the things with the keys. Oh, a text message. Whatever. Email. When they see it, you know it's big. I mean, there's a subset of people, the elderly, that know shit about computers. Like, they'll have their email account that they email, or they go on Facebook, or whatever. But there's a very large portion that have no idea what the fuck a computer is. In 2010, computers, they rule our fucking lives. They're the reason that you're hearing my voice now. They're the reason that a lot of you even know me. Like, they're the reason that I have fucking some of the lifelong friends that I actually have. Because of fucking computers. They're that far-reaching. And there's people out there that just don't know what it is. I showed my laptop to my grandmother. And she thought it was a TV with a large remote control affixed to it. She actually thought it was a step back in technology. This TV, oh, well, my TV's got a remote control you can hold. I'd hate to have to hold the whole TV every time. She thinks it's a step back. She has no idea what it is. Every glowing rectangle is a TV. I mean, they kind of halfway understand video games. They get that a little bit. They'll see you playing an Xbox 360, maybe controlling something. They'll see you moving your fingers. They'll look at the screen and see the thing move, and they'll make that connection.
A Wii just completely fucks him up. It's like they think you're from outer space. Just fucking, you just blow an old person's mind. And I don't know how they get those people to do Wii bowling, because that's a big activity thing in what we tell my grandmother is the club. We're gonna take you down to the club. You can hang out with those ladies. The daycare. It's a fucking terrible thing. Listen, getting old is a terrible, rotten fucking thing. But they let them do Wii bowling and fucking, you know, whatever. Try and work on whatever hand-eye coordination. I don't know how they ever get that working. I can't get anything to be understood. Cell phones, they understand. They'll see me take my cell phone and they'll understand I'm talking to somebody through something that is kind of a phone. But what they don't get is that I can get I can watch a video or something on this. I can write messages to people. Old people fucking just I don't know how they can be like that. But then again, on the same token, I guess I do. They were alive when fucking cars were new. Like, the newest thing that they've accepted and are willing to use is a microwave. They understand that if they have something cold, they don't have to turn fire on anymore. They can just put it into a compartment and hit some buttons and have the thing sizzle unevenly, so they have to fucking stir it afterwards. It didn't heat through! It didn't heat through! You should rotate it! Like, they understand that. But the one site that old people, if they get anything, is Facebook. They'll go on there. They'll add their fucking grandchildren. They'll comment these fucking grandmotherly comments like, "Oh, now don't you get in trouble. Stay, be good." And that just makes you look really cool when your fucking grandmother's writing on everything. "Oh, you kids are crazy." And they like it because it's one place. They don't need to know other sites. They don't need to know anywhere. It's one fucking place where they go. And they have their little subset of the internet. And that's what Facebook wants to become. They want to have you go to Facebook and have that experience be the internet to you. And it's working in older people. And that range, that age range, is lowering. It's no longer like 70, 60s. They're like, "Oh, just put it on Facebook. Oh, you got pictures. You can just share them on Facebook. Play the games on Facebook." Everything is fucking Facebook to these people. Because when they got their first computer, they were comfortable with AOL. You go and chat to people. You can play a game on AOL. You download shit from AOL. You accumulate friends on AOL. Facebook is the new fucking AOL. And it has the world by the fucking balls right now. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Shawnee Murphy.
Shawnee Murphy, how you doing, buddy? What's up, bud?
What's going on? So you're on this topic. I'm talking with my friend this weekend, and he's like, he's not really close with his parents. So like, whenever he has to engage with them, it's all fucked up. Mm-hmm. But apparently, he goes over there for dinner one night, and his stepmom is like, "Hey, Jim, can you help us get on that YouTube?" And he's like, "Yeah, you go to www.youtube.com." And as he's saying that, his dad's in the kitchen going, "You mean Facebook?"
They think the internet is Facebook. It's always the one site of the day that is everything to them. They hear about it on their fucking talk shows. Like my dad asked me what Twitter was. He created an account. He has yet to make his first fucking tweet. He thought it was a place where you could see what people are doing. And I guess he thought it was some kind of a fucking stalker tool or something like that. I don't know, but... Yeah, old people think everything's going to be Facebook.
Well, everything's Facebook, or they're just, like, every site is exactly the same. I mean, they completely confuse YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah.
And just, I want to get on that YouTube because I heard someone say I have to get on Facebook.
What do you think?
Absolutely confused.
Like, what do you think the world's going to look like when we're those clueless people? What could it possibly be? I mean, we're able to do so fucking much right now. I can't even just... fucking fathom the shit that we'll be able to do by the time I'm 70 and have no idea what the fuck's going on.
I think that's the thing, is you'll have no idea what it is right
yeah.
now, because you know, you look back, okay, go to Back to the Future. I mean, you had hover cars and hover skateboards and all sorts of hover shit There's none of that hover shit's happening.
No, not at all.
So we're not getting that. So it'll be something. I mean, no one would have predicted the internet. No one would have predicted, you know, cell phones the way they are with, you know, doing computer shit on them. You know, you would have had no idea. So I think, you know, trying to even guess, we'll just be retarded to have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I guess you're locked into a certain age. You hit a certain age, and that's as technologically advanced as you can become. And then everybody passes you by, and they enjoy the new benefits. And even though you're alive in that day and age, it just doesn't make sense to you.
Well, I also think the older you get, the more technologically behind you are, no matter what. Like, a 5-year-old is already more technologically adept than me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Immediately.
100%.
Like, I mean, just think back when you were a kid and VCRs were first coming out. Who had to program the VCR? Whoever was youngest in the house.
Yes.
Always.
That was
whoever
the
youngest person in the house was the one who had to program the VCR.
Yeah. And I don't understand why that was such a big fucking chore, but it was. It was.
I guarantee VCRs come out now, you and I couldn't figure it out at all. We'd have no idea.
Every time there's something new, like, my mom enjoys watching TV. She enjoys movies, so maybe I get her a Netflix account. At first, no, I would never use that. Never, ever, ever. And I let her know, this, all you have to do is this, this, and that. And they send them to you. And you put them. I write bullet-pointed instructions. And she takes them out of her little folder and follows them. Every little task she has to do has a fucking a document that she has to abide by. And I always fall for it. I get her the Netflix account. I get her the DVD player. I got her a fucking... I'm an asshole. I got her a TiVo. And she fucking... I'm like, well, what fucking shows do you like? I'm starting to get short with her. What fucking... Because she has an old TV. I had to come up with some shitty rigged fucking way of hooking the old TV up to this fucking... Like, via a VCR. Connected the TiVo to the VCR. The VCR to the fucking cable box. Cable box to the TV. It's just a fucking nightmare of wires. And I'm finally done with it. What fucking shows do you want on here? I don't even want the fucking thing! Just take it back! These things are just
fucking
amazing.
Even young people are kind of clueless. My ex-girlfriend, when she lived with me, I have one of those universal remotes with the macros where, you know, you press one button, it turns on everything you need, and then you press off and it turns off everything.
Yes.
She refused to be able to figure out how that you know, you still had to point the remotes at the devices after you did this. So she'd hit off... immediately throw the remote into the couch. Now, the remote's got to send one signal, the other signal, the other signal. She'd throw the remote in the couch. All the stuff would still be on. The remote would think everything was off. I'd have to go over there and like painstakingly use like the help feature to manually shut everything off.
This is the Harmony? The Harmony remote?
Yeah, exactly. The Harmony remotes with the macros. And like, no matter how many times, she would just get angry with me. Like, she was literally like an 80-year-old woman in a 28-year-old's body. You know, she would just get angry with me when I tried to teach her and say, hey, listen, you know, you kind of have to, you know, keep the remote pointing at the devices while it shuts them off. And she would just yell at me, get all pissed off. And I'm like, come on, you just leave it. Like, I would walk in the living room. You know, whenever you have, like, a stereo hookup and nothing's being fed into it, you always just have that buzzing sound that constantly goes on with it. I would walk in the living room and I would just hear that noise, just bzzz. I'd be like, she didn't turn that off. The TV's off, but the stereo's on, and there's sound coming out of it, and there's no picture because the TV's off.
Those fucking remotes are miracles. They are they've simplified the entire setup to one fucking button, on and off. And because you have to hold it for maybe 20 seconds, it's an inconvenience.
It's not even that long. It's like 4 seconds. It's like, you know. I mean, it's just, like, you press the button, you hold it there, it blasts out three. I mean, we're talking about, I have three devices. I have the stereo, or, you know, whatever, the receiver, the DVR, and the TV. And those three things.
And for those who don't know, the problem with that thing is that it maintains what it thinks the state of the device is. So if you hit off, it thinks the devices are off because it sent the signal. If the signal didn't get to the device and the device is still on, you hit that button again, it's going to try to turn them on. Even though they're already they're already on, and it's gonna get out of sync, and it'll get fucked up, and you have to go and choose every device and go through the dumb help system that menu.
Well, that's the other thing is that the help system. I mean, you have to be a retard not to be able to figure out the help system. You press the help, it tries to like do what it thinks you want it to do at that point. So yes. Like if it thinks everything's off, you know, some I guess some you know different electronics, like there's different sequences of IR codes that turn things on and off. So it tries to turn things off if it can just send the off code, and then it sends a little prompt on the screen. Did that fix your problem? Yes or no? And if you say no, then it'll ask you, is the TV on? Okay, no, the TV's off. Or it'll say, you know, is the TV off? Whatever the hell fuck it says. And then you say, and it keeps going through until it tries all the possibilities.
Yeah.
And this girl could not figure that out. Like, you know, I'd be like, hey, listen, can you turn off the TV? Oh, I can't figure that out.
Wait, that thing's too. I just want to turn it on. I just want to turn it off.
I mean, really, what people want is they want the clapper for everything. They want to just, okay, all right, everything's off. And they want the claps to somehow know that's what you mean at that point. I mean, that's what it boils down to. They want technology to be completely idiot-proof, but, you know, they really don't want to use technology is what it boils down to. Like, nothing's ever good enough for the technologically inept. It needs to always be better than it currently is.
They want a physical switch that they just click off and know it's off. That's it. It can never be in some kind of state of dependence or you having to do something or you having to understand something. They want a button that just works. It just works. That's what they want.
My mother, you know, this is years into the DVR revolution. I mean, like I was a pretty early adopter of TiVo. I got it like 3 months after it first came out. And so I had it for a while. And my mother is still sitting there and she would record 8 million shows on the VCR still. Like I mean, literally, she had piles and piles and piles of VCR tapes. Like, so much that there was no possible way she could ever watch any of it. But she would record everything. And I'm like, hey, why don't you just get a DVR? Oh, but I got to pay those fees. I'm like, you're spending $8 million a year on these tapes. You know, you're spending way more than 15 bucks a month on VHS. I mean, VHS tapes weren't really cheap, those big plastic clunky cases.
I don't think they make them anymore.
They probably don't. She's probably screwed right now.
Yeah, my aunt would have a TV and VCR in every room of her house because there were shows that were on simultaneously. I think she recorded maybe 80 hours of TV a month, something like that. I don't know, maybe a week. I don't know. And I suggest, well, why don't you just get a TiVo? All you have to do is you pick the shows you like. Not enough time. They don't have enough time on the TiVos. This is when they were like 30 hours or whatever. Like, okay.
Like if you can't watch 30 hours of TV, you're probably never going to watch it.
I'm sorry you're missing. I'm sorry you're missing Mike and Maddie reruns or whatever the fuck it is. Just every terrible talk. Oh, I didn't get Thursday's Ellen. And her big argument against it is that, well, if somebody doesn't see Ellen on Wednesday, I can give them the tape. Well, if someone's that fucking dependent on Ellen that they have to come to you, like, you're making yourself the National Archives of fucking daytime talk. It's just fucking record it and put it on TiVo. And if you absolutely need to give it to somebody, you can record it from fucking TiVo to your VCR. I don't know.
Well, I finally gave up on trying to convince my mom to get TiVo. And I said, all right, I went out, I bought one of those recordable DVD players. Said, all right, you know, you can fit all sorts of shit on there. That thing went right back to the store. She returned that thing so fast. Like I think she like looked at it, said, thank you. And then that thing was back in the store like the next day.
Like
it was having nothing to do with that.
When they came out, it was like a miracle. You're like, oh man, you mean we can just fucking we can make DVD, we can record shit to DVD. This is insane. We have all these tapes, you know, like home movies and shit that are probably gonna die soon. We can immortalize them, this terrible video or whatever. And I'm like, Mom, look, I've got you this recordable DVD player and like six blank DVDs. If you wanted to, you could put all our home movies on these. Oh. Well, you're going to show me how to do that, right? Yeah. So I do it.
Basically, what you're saying is you're going to do it for you.
Yeah. So I show her how to do it. I draft the documents. This was like 2 years ago. I think a month ago, she gave me the blank DVDs. She's like, I don't know what these are. Like, okay, great, that's good. Like,
completely forgot.
I don't know what this is. I was gonna throw it out. It looked like computers. It looked like computers, so it's for you. It's the worst. And you know what? Speaking of wanting shit to just work, air conditioning. I would love it to just work. Am I the asshole going back to older shit and just expecting it to work, Sean? Am I exhibiting the same behavior as someone who's frustrated with a remote that they have to actually learn how it operates and that because my fucking air conditioning doesn't work? Does that make me a dickhead?
No, air conditioning needs to work. That's absolutely has to.
Yeah.
My air conditioning is same kind of shit. Like one of those hot days when it gets up to like 98 degrees, my air conditioning runs all day and I gets my house to a nice chilled 89 degrees. it's just brutal.
Well, I posted a picture of my air conditioning unit at the house that we purchased on djnewstyle.tumblr.com. I believe I posted it on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. And quite honestly, I saw this as one, you know, when you walk around the house when you're purchasing it. And I knew it was going to be a problem. But it worked for whatever time. And it actually cooled the house. And it broke down. Basically, Sean, this thing is maybe a foot and a half tall. Most air conditioning units outside, They're like fucking 3 feet tall. That you can't see the fan. It's covered with grating and shit. This has wood paneling on it. It has
you actually have a box that goes over a small stream in your backyard.
it literally has metal that has a fucking wood grain printed on it. That's how old this fucking thing is. When electronics and technology had to look like wood. I loved
when they made technology out of wood. Like, you know, when you got the TV and it was just a piece of glass set into wood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you look at Empire Strikes Back, the interface on the ships that they were in, fucking wood with like brushed steel buttons. Like, I think I saw a tape deck. Like that was high tech in the 60s and 70s. You have to have wood. It has to look like
wood. I think there was just no choice. Like no one can conceive of using any other building product besides wood at that point. Like they're thinking, okay, in the future, you know, we're still going to be growing trees. We're still going to be making shit out of wood. You know, we'll just put some metal inside the wood, and it'll look cool.
It'll be cheaper too. This will be metal wood. We'll call it metal wood.
Oh yeah, I mean,
wood.
It's renewable. This was the big eco movement of the like 60s and 70s.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to be eco. We're going to keep growing trees.
How am I going to make stuff out of wood and have smoke coming out of a stack? I'll just make it out of metal. Make the wood out of metal. It'd be fantastic. And so I see this terrible unit. They couldn't inspect it because it was below some temperature when the inspection happened. So
they could actually inspect it. Like the guy came to the house and he didn't just look at it and say, what is this?
Well, I mean, like, when you get the home...
It was actually something that there was someone who had been experienced. Oh, you mean the home inspector.
The home inspector. He couldn't turn it on because it was below a certain temperature and it could seize up. Listen, I don't fucking know. He gave me some ration of shit why he couldn't turn this fucking piece of shit on. I bet you he was afraid the fan would come out.
Home inspection, Frank?
No, Frank doesn't do home inspections or podcasts. The guy was probably scared that the fan was going to come out and sever his fucking neck. So he's like, yeah, well, it's 60 degrees, so, you know, I'm not allowed legally, to blah, 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 whatever. So it's winter when we get the house. We're doing work on it. We're taking it very slow, okay? We're taking the slow lane on this. Starts to get hot. I'm like, fuck it. Let's just see. It's go time. Turn it on. Fucking lights dim. But it starts to get cool. It's actually working. And we get maybe a month out of solid working. Solid air conditioning. And one day I go to the house to do some work and it's 95 degrees. The air conditioning breaks. So we have to get a guy out there. And the guy worked for maybe a few minutes, looked at it, he's like, oh, okay, sure. Patches it up. We ask, shoot us straight here. How long do we have with this unit? It's obviously very old. He's like, I wouldn't discount this unit, buddy. It's probably got quite a few years on it. Probably going to last you quite a few more years.
This is that bullshit thing where people that are old think that everything that was made a long time ago was made better than anything made now. Like everyone thinks if it was made 20 years ago, 30 years, the older it was made, the better it was made.
Yes.
And so therefore, if it was made 500 years ago, it's going to last 500 years. If it's made today, it's ruined already.
Sean, have you seen the picture of this?
I actually did.
There's visible rust. there isn't a part of it that isn't rusting.
Who knew that wood could rust? I mean, you give wood enough time, even wood will rust.
It's hideous and terrible. It's the rustiest piece of shit I've ever seen. I don't know. And so the guy, so I paid $500 to the first guy. And I say first guy because I'm setting this up. It broke again.
Well clearly this guy, it isn't the repairman's interest for you to have a piece of shit.
Yes.
There is, I mean, a repairman wants you to have, like, okay, so you have the guy at the, you know, your mechanic wants you to have a piece of shit car, but the guy that's selling the new cars wants you to have a new car. There's, you know, this,
sure,
this difference of opinion.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. However, yeah, what if the repairman was also the new car salesman? Because the company I called is more than happy to sell me new shit now that it's broken and the unit is no good. This unit don't discount this unit. You're going to get quite a few years out of this, son of a bitch.
Don't discount it just because it's old, rusty, and made from wood.
Just because Mike Brady would have looked at it and said, oh, I'm fucked. I'm going to have to get a new fucking AC. It's rotten. The wires are fucking rotten. It's an electrical hazard, apparently. And this is only 2 or 3 weeks removed from the guy praising it and getting it working
again. Don't discount it.
And they have the fucking balls to charge me $70 for a diagnostic on the second go-round.
Like that is pushing it, considering they had been there. You would think the first go-round, there would have been a diagnostic done.
There was.
Like, that would be part of the servicing of the unit. Like, no matter what, built in.
Oh, there was. Has to be a diagnostic right on the invoice. $125. I guess because I entered into some maintenance plan where they'll inspect it in the spring and the fall and they'll do all this shit. And if there's parts, you get a discount on that. Buh, silver plan. You know, whenever they say a fucking precious metal and then the word plan, you're getting fucked.
Oh, that is clearly the way to screw people over, without a doubt. Whenever you put a metal in front of something, because you have the silver plan, you'll have the gold plan. And basically what it is a way of bundling a bunch of shit together that you wouldn't want.
Yep.
So the silver plan only has like three things you want and then about 46 things you don't want. And then, you want, you know, us to actually fix the unit? Oh, well, you need to be, you know, have the gold plan for that. The silver plan just lets us, you know, come look at the unit.
Yeah, it's a discounted diagnostic.
That's a gold plan.
Discounted diagnostic silver plan. But if you want the gold plan, we'll come out there, diagnose it, open the fan bay, vacuum it. Move your mulch from the bottom.
Shit that means nothing. It sounds great on paper.
We'll measure the temperature. Oh, they're going
to
measure.
And then what they'll do with the plans is they'll put, like, when they're trying to sell it to you, they'll put the price of what these things would cost individually there. Yeah. So like vacuuming your wood.
Yeah.
That's normally $20. You know, but with the silver plan, they're throwing that in virtually at no charge.
And you know what? I saw the unit. I knew it was a piece of shit. But what gets me is the fucking just like the shit I was told by the previous owners. The shit I was told, this wasn't during the trying to get me to buy phase. This was after everything was signed at closing. Oh, I left you the bird feeder. We never had a problem with pests ever. The AC has, you know, knock on metal wood or whatever the fuck she said, has been great. The furnace has been great. Now I know the furnace is going to go out because she said that right after the fucking AC. Everything she has said has been a blatant fucking lie.
See, I don't think it was a lie. I think you bought your house from insane people.
Like, yeah.
They were completely clueless. Like, they thought the AC was working because it was smoking. it was actually smoldering in the backyard. And
look
like,
how much heat it's throwing off. Yeah, that would have been in the house.
Yeah. Look, it's conditioning my air. It's heating it right up.
Just fucking – it just drives me up a goddamn fucking wall. I can't tell you. And the electric bill from this thing running at, I don't know, is there a negative efficiency? Like
it's an energy black hole instead of energy star.
It's terrible. Yeah, the energy star collapsed, and that's how this thing ran. $300 electric bill. I don't even live in the place. $300. I have nothing plugged in. Just this fucking thing. 1 month.
Wait, were you running? How often were you running the air?
It was running constantly. Trying to get it to 78 degrees.
Wait, so you're running it constantly even when you weren't there?
Yes, because I don't
want... Oh, yeah. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, but I have it set...
I wouldn't do that with an air conditioner made from metal.
I have it set at 78. See, the thing is, if the house gets too hot, the floor, the wood floor we have is going to fucking shrink. We're going to get all gaps. It's going to get fucked up. So we have to maintain a constant temperature. And I figured, they say 75, right? But 78? 78 is great. That's what one of the marketing campaigns for saving energy was on one of the trains. And you know what? I bought into it. I'm not living there. I'll tolerate 78. Fine. If I put it to 65, I'm an asshole, right? But I figure keeping it under 80 shouldn't be that big of a fucking deal. It gets there, and then it turns off. But apparently not. It has to just run constantly. And since I'm not there, I didn't catch it. And I didn't catch when it blew out. So when I noticed it was out, the first thing I do is walk to this fabulous unit, this fabulous air conditioning piece of fucking shit, and I hear... And I don't see anything moving. I hear an electrical hum, and nothing is happening. So I knew it was blown out. I knew it was fucking done. And I knew I'm fucked. I still don't know how much I'm done for here. How much I'm gonna have to sink down for this? But it's gonna be a lot.
I think air conditioners, you have a 100% chance of them being no good when you buy a house. I mean, my place was 2 years old when I moved in. So I moved in November, so I didn't need an air conditioner then.
Yeah.
But, you know, come summer, I turned on the AC for the first time, and I hear outside air. Oh, and the thing's trying to kick over, and it just keeps trying and trying and trying. And then finally it goes. I'm like, I just needed to get started up.
Just needed to warm up.
Yeah, I just needed to warm up. That's all. You know, I haven't used it all year. But then I realized every time it would shut off when the temperature got to an appropriate level, it would shut itself down. And then it would try to start out. And every time it would do this. And then eventually it got to the point where it was no longer doing that. It was flipping the circuit breaker every single time.
Oh,
so now
shit.
I would you know, I would go to work or whatever. I'd come home. It would be 97 degrees inside my house. And I'm like, well, oh, it's not working because my circuit breaker's in the garage. I have no, you know. Oh, my air conditioners must be broken. And, you know, it took me about 3 weeks to figure out that the circuit breaker had tripped off because, you know, I'm a moron. But then I figured that out. So I flip it back over. And then and I could actually hear it snap so loudly I could hear it from the garage that the circuit breaker got one. Motherfucker. But I'm pretty sure that anytime you buy a house, because what's the, you know, when you're about to move out, is there any chance you're fixing that air conditioner? If it'll turn on for any period of time and let a home inspector put their hand up by the vent and feel if something cold is coming out, that's all it takes. If it can do that much, you're fine. You're going to
turn it off and never put it on again. That's what you do.
I mean, people will do such fucked up things when they're selling the house. When I bought my place, they had paid for a cleaner to come in. Mm-hmm. So these people had moved to Georgia before I moved in. They paid a cleaner to come up. You know what the cleaner did? They just swept all the dirt underneath the refrigerator. So
that's what they did in my fucking place.
So the first time I go in there to, like, you know, actually do a real cleaning, I take the refrigerator, I pull it away from the wall, and then I push it back, and there were 700 puffy Cheetos now in the middle of my kitchen floor. I mean, refrigerator magnets, just big clouds of dirt and dust. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, it was the most there was stuff growing mold under there. I'm like, this is horrifying. And then I did the same thing under the oven, and there were dog toys under there. There were like children's toys underneath the oven. Why the hell were children's toys underneath the oven? I this was a 2-year-old house.
I took the dishwasher out. We got a new dishwasher. I'm excited. I see 37 tennis balls, and I'm not fucking exaggerating. Maybe I am now. It was in the 20s. 20-something tennis balls, fucking mouse shit, packets of mouse poison in the goddamn cabinets, just swept in there. When the first thing we did, move the refrigerator out just to see, you know, the space and all that. Oh, two wine bottles from 1998, unopened. Fucking Santa Margarita, just shit that's now piss vinegar that has been there since 1998. Behind the refrigerator, on the floor, just encased in this mung, fucking Spanish mossy looking Just fucking dust. It's just gross.
See, I think what it boils down to is most people have this delusional belief that, you know, you buy a house, you care about it, you're going to, you know, treat it well, you're going to build up this great equity in it. And then people eventually realize that that takes a lot of time.
Yep.
And you have to put a lot of work into a house to do that. And so people just turn lazy.
Yep.
They just start sweeping their Cheetos underneath the refrigerator. They put, you know, they just leave their old wine places. So they don't do anything.
Yeah.
And then eventually what happens is they get sick of living like vile pigs. So they're like, I got to do something to get out of this. So they decide to sell the house. It's the same thing as when you have a car. You know, you have a car, you start having some problems with it. You're like, all right, I'm going to go buy a new car. But you're thinking the whole time, I'm going to trade in this piece of shit,
yep.
And I'm going to lie my ass off about it. So it boils down to the same exact thing when you're selling your house. Oh, yeah, my wooden air conditioner is great. It's yep. never caused me any problems. Oh, this bird feeder? You see this nice bird? It's just
the thing is, we didn't see the fucking bird feeder. It was a piece of shit. It may as well have been pipe cleaners.
They didn't know when to stop selling it. They're just still selling. Like, they got so psyched up. They're like, we got some fucking asshole.
Someone bought this shithole.
Buy this vile shithole. So
I want that guy Mike Holmes to come over to my fucking house and just rip everything down to the studs and just tell me what a fucking bunch of assholes the people were that owned it before me. That's what I want to happen.
I had heard stories. My boss bought a house. So it's everyone who buys a house goes to this. This is universal.
Oh, yeah.
My boss buys a house and realizes the electricity isn't really working right. So there's a drop ceiling downstairs. They go to the drop ceiling, take it out. Instead of electrical wire connecting everything, it was speaker wire. They used speaker wire to make their electrical connection.
Shit. Are you serious?
Like bare speaker wire. Like electricity is running through bare speaker wire. Through their house. Like, you know, completely no plastic, nothing. That's it.
Shit. And NorCal Murph is asking what home has a drop ceiling. Well, NorCal Murph, basements in homes very often have drop ceilings. Thank you. Speaker wire. You motherfuckers. I mean, I can't tell you what atrocities I'm going to commit selling this house when I'm eyeing the second one.
Well, I think that's what it boils down to. So you now know.
I know. I will spend no more money on this place. I need to just make it look presentable. I'll get this fucking Stanley steamer. Every rug's getting cleaned. I'll put like a tray table with a fucking a book on it and an apple. Like, just stage the place.
Well, that's what they – you ever watch those home shows where they're trying to sell the houses?
Yeah.
That's all they do. They're like, okay, this house is a total piece of shit. All right, well, let's find a way to make it look nice. Trying to figure out, hey, what can we do to make this house look nice? Who cares if it is nice? We're going to sell the dream that this is a nice house. And in the middle of the housing boom, when every fucking schmo was getting a mortgage for $8 million with no problem. Oh, sure, you have no income. Here's $400 million. Go right ahead. Buy whatever you want. And everyone was buying whatever they want. You could sell fucking anything to anybody. Oh, you want it? Yeah, go ahead, buy that. Oh, and the worst part is these poor people. They had, okay. I just got approved for a loan for $900,000. What can I buy? Well, here you can buy a 1,200 square foot bungalow. and just so you know, I have competing offers. I have several people vying for my 1,200 square foot bungalow. Sure, there's rats living everywhere, but you know, I got competing offers. If you really want this place, you better put in a higher bid.
Yeah,
I got to be honest. And that's what happened.
And now they just buy like a quarter inch sheetrock and put it over every wall and fucking just tape it up with Gorilla Glue tape and just spray paint it whatever color they think is right. Put a bookshelf they found at a garage sale up. I watch these shows where they're like, oh, sell this house, and it's like they do the cheapest fucking shit to this house. And these poor motherfuckers that go in to look at it and buy it, like, this is actually a very beautiful master bedroom. And then they buy it, and the Ritz cracker fucking fixes that they put up there crumble. And then they curse the previous owners, as I've been cursing these fucks. And I'm sorry, you may be getting mail. I hope it's getting back to you. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Because consequences will never be the same.
I still get – I love the people that lived here before me. Even though they were vile, disgusting slobs, They were in such dire financial straits when they bought the house, or when I bought the house rather, that they were just in debt for like everything, like anything you could imagine. They owed money to someone on. So for the first like year I lived here, I would get about 3 to 4 collection letters in the mail a day. And you know, fuck these people. I never even met them. They were living in Georgia at the time, and you know, they gave me a hard time on buying the house. Same shit. The air conditioner, there was issues with it, and they refused to have someone come out. They like threatened to sue me and stuff. So fuck them. I'm opening all their mail. So I open up all their mail. I mean, you're talking about collection letters for magazine subscriptions. Like, oh, you didn't pay your Reader's Digest. You know,
sure,
oh,
wasn't,
you owe us $17.
You sure
medical
wasn't Jet?
Bills. Medical bills, Reader's Digest, the garbage collection, the water. When I bought. You know, okay, so you – I don't know. You probably didn't go through this, but I had to go through it. So when you buy a house, if the people that you're buying it from owe various kinds of money on the house, so mm-hmm. whether it be the original mortgage or if they owe back taxes or even things like their water bill, they have to collect that when you sell. So the lawyers actually have to take all of that. So wow. These people, when they originally bought, they bought like before the housing boom went too crazy. So they paid like $150,000 for this place, and then only 2 years later, when I bought it, it was you know $223,000 or something like that. I mean, you're talking about where it went up quite a bit. So they would have netted like $70,000, you know, cash Jeez. Profit from that. But they owed – because they hadn't paid their taxes in like 2 years. They hadn't paid their water bill. They hadn't paid their mortgage. They hadn't paid any of this stuff. So they walked out of there like up $15,000.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Just a mess. Just a mess. Absolute worst thing ever. If you had it to do over again, would you own a home?
No. I absolutely would not. I think – I have actually done a lot of research on this subject, and I truly believe now that you're far better off renting, even if it's a you know a decent house. You know, you can find places decent enough to rent. It's just the reality is, everyone thinks that this is like your big savings vehicle. Like, oh, you know, I'm gonna own a house. You know, oh, you know, you gotta have the pride of home ownership. You're gonna make money. You're gonna be able. What it boils down to is. Any real normal time period other than really what was that 5 year, 6 year period of time with the housing boom,
yep.
Houses only appreciate like the same rate that inflation goes up. There's really no different increase in houses than normal inflation.
Yeah.
But the problem is the houses, you have to pay more for them than renting, and you have to pay all of the maintenance fees to keep the damn thing up. So,
yep.
You know, if you rent a place, someone's doing all of that for you. You know, okay, maybe, you know, you want to leave. All right, maybe you have to give some form of notice. But, you know, no big deal. You're out, you know, when you want to be. You have so much more flexibility. And it actually ends up saving you money in the end. I think, you know, home ownership is the biggest lie that's ever been sold to the American public. And most people still believe it.
So, you know, we were talking about the quick fixes to sell a house. Our buddy Wally here, Coochie Plug, says that he's a contractor. He says he took apart a house that had walls completely made out of layers of cardboard. You motherfuckers! The fucking sheetrock isn't that goddamn expensive, you sons of bitches!
Wait, how does that happen? So, like, they painted over cardboard?
Yeah! They painted just fucking corrugated cardboard. They made it into sheets and nailed it into
Yeah, if you have you make the cardboard thick enough, it could fool you.
And just use like double sided tape instead of nails, so like you don't get those telltale creases when you hammer shit in. And if you make it look
actually, that's not a bad idea. Like you put the double sided tape up. You can
It's a great scam. And you know what? I bet you the home inspector would never touch the walls. He'll just look for cracks and shit. But if you make sure it's all, you know, tight.
You press the wall and it's a little soft. Press it in on it. Like,
God,
what's going on? Like, this wall feels a little mushy.
Well, you know what? Shawnee Murphy, I got to say, thank you very much for calling in and giving your insight into home ownership and sharing in my frustration. I really, really appreciate it. Is there anything you'd like to say, especially to Steve the LARPer?
He's my part-time lopper.
Thank you very much. Very good. This has been episode 264 of the DJ News Style Show. I want to thank a few people, especially those of you who hang out in tinychat.com/youdone and also edgeofnowhere.cc, you motherfuckers. And you know what? Canned bread is a delicious treat that no one can live without. You sons of bitches. Eat my ass. Thank you for listening. DJNewStyleShow.com. You're an asshole! He knows his toys. It's a fucking snooze! Thank you.
Me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.